learned the Mishnah Mem Beis Amid Beis that you're not permitted to put the plate Tachas Aner Kabel Boyas HaShemen, the dripping Shemen, and the Gemara gave three different explanations. Then the Mishnah says Vim Nasnum Bod Yom Mutter, and if they put it on Erev Shabbos Mutter, of course it's Mutter. Tosis says, what's Mutter? It means the Mutter La Nicham Bod Yom. That's what Tosis writes. The Loshan on Mishnah is Megumdom. A Loshan Dochuk, Tosis says. You're permitted to put it on Erev Shabbos. What's the Yisr of putting in? What's the Yisr of putting it in on Shabbos? So we have the three explanations. So the first explanation was Rabba said that Hatzolosh Eni Mitzuya Lehitiru. So according to Tosis, that's an independent time. You're not allowed to do an act of Hatzolah on Shabbos because we're afraid that he may get so carried away, he may get to tumult, he may do a malacha. That's only if he's doing the act of Hatzolah on Shabbos. If he does the act of Hatzolah on Erev Shabbos, he's very calm. He's not nervous. What was the second explanation? Mevatel Kli Mehechonai. Rav Yosef Amar, Mevatel Kli Mehechonai. Mevatel Kli Mehechonai. The top taste said is either Baina Asoysa with the Rabbana. So you're permitted to do Baina Asoysa on Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to set up the system. What are you going to say? You would have thought that it's also because he's setting it up, it's going to begin on Shabbos. With the Rambam, we discussed it. The Machlek is the Shabbos Vizilla and the Mishnah, the end of the first parak, are you permitted to set up the system, the sprinkler system, where the Melacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos. And the Pirush HaRambam on Masech HaShabbos that they printed 70 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, 80 years ago. And the Pirush HaRambam, he quotes the Yerushalmi and emphasizes it three times that even Basil says it's Mutter, it's only Mutter if you set up the system and the Melacha begins on Erev Shabbos. But if you set up the system whereby the Melacha is going to begin on Shabbos, that even Basil would agree that it's us. Yeah, but Taisa doesn't hold like that. Doesn't hold like that. Taisa never quotes such a Yerushalmi. So according to Taisa, it's a double pasha that it's Mutter to set up a system on Erev Shabbos that the melacha is going to begin in the middle of Shabbos. So that's what Taisa says. Should say, Abul Mutter Lanicham Abod Yom. You're setting up a system on Erev Shabbos that Bona Ososa will occur in the middle of Shabbos. So you should say like that. What was the third explanation that the Gemara gave? That you're not allowed to because Enkli Nikol Atzach Davran Nikol, which either means an Isa Tilton Muktza, no Tilton Muktza on Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? There's no Tilton Muktza. The other pshat was, it's an Isa Tilton Klisha Malachta Leheta. Tilton Klisha Malachta Leheta on Erev Shabbos is Zicha Mutta. What's the shame? So that's what Tosis says. The Loshen HaMishnah is Megum Gam Havla Rehav. Avo Mabod Yom Most. No, it's a funny Loshen. In Nosnu Mabod Yom Mutta. What kind of a Loshen? Means avamuta litnum and bodyam. Fine. Then it concludes saying they yosim heimenu lefishenim and amuchan. However, even if he set up the system on Erev Shabbos, you're not permitted to get anoy from the shemen, the most shemen shebiner, lefishenim and amuchan. Einim and amuchan means that it's mukta, no? Mukta and muchan are opposites. Whatever is muchan is not mukta. Whatever is mukta is not muchan. So it says lefishenim and amuchan because the shemen is going to be mitaftev. Is mukta? Why is it mukta? So before we learn Taisus, the Pasha Pshat was that all of the shemen that's below the nair, that was the top line on Mem Zainam and Aleph. Taisus quotes the Gemara. Top line on Mem Zainam and Aleph. Hanach leneir shemen apsil helvenasa basas ledavah haasa. The Pasha Pshat is that everything, the davah haasa on Shabbos is the flame. On Yontov, the flame is not the mukta. So you permit it to move around a candle on Yontif. You don't say it's a basis davar haasa. The flame itself is mutter. So the thing below it can't be more chomer than the flame. But on Shabbos, that the flame is a davar shein bo hishtamshus klal. You have hishtamshus from the light or the heat that comes out, but you don't have any actual hishtamshus with the flame itself. You're not allowed to be madlik another flame, another candle from this candle. So the flame is a davar shein bo hishtamshus shel klum on Shabbos. So the flame is mukta, so the ner shem and the psila that are sitting below the flame also become abbasis. So even when it drips down, here we're talking about the shem and amitapta. Even when it drips down, it's also going to be abbasis davarasa. But wait a minute, why should it remain abbasis davarasa when it drips down? Called man that it's under the flame, it's abbasis. If the flame disappears, why is it still abbasis? So the answer is migidus katsoi. Migidus katsoi, that's only rebuted. That's the machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. That's the machlekes over here. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the third line from the top. The more quotes the Brayse of Tanur Rabbanan. Moshe Shem Shem Nevi Shem Bekayra Also Reb Shimon Matir. The first time is Reb Yudah. More repeats it again. If the mission, that's the machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. So the Pashto says that the Mishnah is the Loike Reb Shimon. The Mishnah is only Alibi Reb Yehuda, that he subscribes to Migdus Katzoy. But according to Reb Shimon, there's no din in Migdus Katzoy. So he wouldn't subscribe to this din in the Mishnah. Comes Tosus and says, even the Reb Shimon holds Moshe Shem Shebiner Veshebekairo. There's no din of Migdus Katzoy. So Tosus says, yeah. There's no din of Migdus Katzoy because of the buses of Dover Ha'asar. That's after the flame goes out. Because man, that the flame is Dolek, even the Shemen Hamitapte will remain Mukta. How come? What? We didn't Migdus Katzoy? What? We didn't. But Reb Shimon doesn't believe in Migdus Katzoy. So Tosus says, no. Because of Huktzel Mitzvasoy. New story. Huktzel. Lefishein and Amuchan doesn't mean it's Mukta in the sense of Hilcha Shabbos, because the flame, the Shalhevis, is a Mukta in the Hanach Lanera, Shemin Epsilo, Ovenasa Basa Davarosa. No, Huktzel Mitzvasoy is from outer space, a different din. Huktzel Mitzvasoy is from Chagasukas Tasalo Hashivas Yom Cha. How does the Pasuk say? The Gemara has the Drosha. Gemara has that sukkah shlachag. It says chagas sukkah tasalah. So the pasuk shat in the pasuk is you should celebrate the festival of sukkah for a duration of 7 days. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. Sukkah tasalah shivas yam. She constructs a sukkah that should be sturdy enough to last for all 7 days. And what should be constructed with? What should be the material with which you make the schach? From the psalm is going to be ek. So according to the additional level of interpretation, every word in the pasuk fits in except for the word chag. How can you reinterpret the pasuk an additional level? Not lefik pshuta. Pshuta certainly means you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days. How can you possibly give an additional level of interpretation of der hadrash that is talking about the construction of the sukkah, but it says chagasukkah? How can you ignore the word chag? So the Gemara says no. Chagasukah is hyphenated. It means a sukkah is hukish to a korban chagigah. A korban chagigah is a shlamim, shalmi chagigah. We call Pesach Shavuot Sukkot a chag because it's a holiday on which we bring a korban chagigah. In biblical Hebrew, Hanukkah and Purim don't exist. Okay, in biblical, in the days of the Bible, there is no Hanukkah and Purim. Purim, okay, Purim exists in the Bible. Okay, but if you're using biblical Hebrew, you can't refer to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not a chag. And Chanukah Purim is also not a chag. That's what the Ramah writes in the Hilchos Shmini Atzeres. Shaila, when you daven, so the Ramah assumes that the Nusach HaTfilah should be in biblical Hebrew, not in modern Hebrew. So to refer to Shmini Atzeres as a chag, that's in modern Hebrew. But in biblical Hebrew, chag is a technical term that means korban chagiga, or a holiday in which one brings a korban chagiga. So the original word chag, Chagos Moshe Chag LaShem, the Gemara says you should bring a korban chagiga. The Gemara says that's the pashup shot in the pasuk. The chagos moshe chag l'Hashem doesn't mean you should celebrate a festival. You should offer a korban chagiga on one day. Also, you don't bring a korban chagiga every single day of Pesach. You bring a korban chagiga also at the chogig. At the chogig, kol haregel. Only one of the days of regel you have to bring a korban chagiga. So here also that pasuk chag asukas, kishem shachal shem shemaim al chagiga, kal chal shem shemaim al asukah. That tells me that there's an institution, there's a concept of huktzel mitzvasoy by sukkah. Does it apply to any other mitzvah? So we know that yes, the Gemara extends it, that it applies to hadasim and to esrog. The Gemara says, esrog shal mitzvah also liyachlo muto lahariach bo, and hadas shal mitzvah, hadas he never eats, so it's also lahariach bo. That chal shem shamayim ala sukkah is not limited only to sukkah. It extends even to the esrog and to the hadasim. Differently, to the esrog, since he kora oimed l'achila, so it's only hooked to the mitzvah l'achila. And the hadas, since he kora is oimed l'reach, it becomes hooked to the mitzvah with respect to the reach. So one could argue the point, some achrayim say like that extension of the din of chal shem shamayim al asukah only goes with respect to the esrog and the hadas, because it also has to do with sukkahs. You're deriving a mamatzina from sukkah to esrog and hodos, because that's all on sukkahs. But to extend it to tzitzis, to say that a tzitzis hooks to the mitzvah, or to beis hakneses, you're going to say beis hakneses is a tashmishay mitzvah. Zamachidish at Beis HaKnesses. A lulav and a nesig is a tashmish and mitzvah. If you don't have a lulav and a nesig, you can't do the mitzvah. Tzitzis is a tashmish and mitzvah. If you don't have you have to have a beggar and you have to have chutim. If you don't have a beggar with the chutim, you can't do the mitzvah. What are you going to say? A tala zekel is also a tashmish and mitzvah. You can fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis without a tala zekel. You don't need a tala zekel. So what are you going to say? A Beis HaKnesses is a tashmish and mitzvah. So the Ramban extends that. Ramban in a few places, and one of the places is on the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah speaks about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, that if everybody moved out of the community, nobody uses the shul anymore. They made a new shul in the new community where they moved. What do you do with the old shul? You have to sell it, and the money that you get has to be used. Malam HaKadosh V'lo Meridim. You use the money in order to purchase something that's a higher level of Kedusha. So when you sell a shul, so you use the money to buy, say, for Torah or something like that. So the Ramban says that whole din is only a chumra midirabbanan. Min haTorah, the din is like this, doctor, that calls man that the people are still using the shul to daven, so the shul has a status of kedusha min haTorah, huktan the mitzvasoi. He considers the shul a tashmishei mitzvah. Even though you can daven without a shul, there are people who daven in the dorm rooms, but still, if you daven in the shul, that enhances your davening. So the Beis HaKnesses becomes endowed with the status of a tashmishei mitzvah. And what's taka the din of tashmish and mitzvah? So that kedoshim calls man mitzvosim during the whole duration of this matter of the mitzvah. If you have a tashmishi kedusha, the Gemara Megillah has a braisa that we divide all of the religious articles into two categories. You have tashmishi kedusha, you have tashmishi mitzvah. So tashmishi kedusha means sevitar tefillin and mezuzah. So even if the sevitar tefillin and mezuzah became so possible that it's not even possible physically, it's not even possible to fix it and to continue to use it. So we say that it still retains its dusha and its nignozim. You have to put in the shemsim. You have a tashmisha mitzvah, it's nizrokin. After the zman mitzvah is up, you have a right to throw it out. Kol zman that it's still zman mitzvah, you're not allowed to throw it out. But after the zman mitzvah is up, then it's nizrokin. So the Ramban says, where did the Gemara get this idea from? That tashmisha mitzvah, kol zman mitzvah, some have the status of kedusha. They also have kedusha. Tashmisha kedusha, mamash have kedusha. But tashmish and mitzvah have a temporary kedusha. Kol zman mitzvah, some they have kedusha. Where is the mocker for that? So he says the mocker is a din deraisa. That's chag asukah. Kishem shachal shem shamayim ala sukah. Kachal shem shamayim. Kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagigah. Kachal shem shamayim ala sukah. That this din of hook to the mitzvah not only is extended from sukah. All it says in the Gemara, it's extended from sukah to esrog in hodos. How do you know that it even extends to Beis HaKnesses? So the Ramban says like that. He thinks that it extends to Tzitzis, it extends to Beis HaKnesses, it extends to any Tashmish and Mitzvah, Bizman Mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos has a fantastic Chiddush over here. They say that Hadlokas Neira Shabbos is a Mitzvah. Yeah, that's the Gemara in Bema Madlikin. The Tosfos in the first daf in Bema Madlikin has a Machlokes. Do you recite a bracha when you do have lakas on there or not? The mice that read, all the women do say a bracha. The women don't say a bracha when they cook the challen. They don't say a bracha when you take a shower. You don't say a bracha when you vacuum the floor, when you set the table, when you do all the other hachmanis for Shabbos. You don't say a bracha. So that's why Tyson has one opinion, that it doesn't make sense to say a bracha when you mad lakas on there is either. Have lakas on there is one of the many hachonis that you do in advance of the Kovet Shabbat, is keep it in his onik. And the Vilna Gaon explains in the Be'er Agro, in the end of Hilchos Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, I think, the last page in Hilchos Yontif, that onik means the pleasure that one derives on Shabbos and Yontif from having made all the preparations. And keep it is the act of doing all the preparations. So it's the same thing. So one opinion of Tosfos is the same thing. And the Gemara has a lashon in Kol HaBasar. The Gemara draws a distinction between Maim Rishonim and Maim Achronim. The Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erevin, also like that. The Maim Rishonim is a mitzvah, and Maim Achronim is a chovo. What do you mean a chovo? Sounds like it's more obligatory. So in the context of the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Erevin, that's what it means. Maim Achronim is more obligatory than Maim Rishonim. Mishnah says there that the soldiers in the Jewish army, in the Israeli army, don't... Abodvar and Patra Bamachna. The Tanaim gave four coolers to the religious soldiers of the Israeli army. So the religious soldiers don't have to, they don't have an indefinite supply of water. They have to schlep all the water with them. So they gave them a break, they gave them a kula, they don't have to wash them till they die. They're patur from the tilas yadayim. So the Gemara says they're only patur from the tilas yadayim before they eat bread. But mayim achreinim, they have to wash their hands. Why? Because that's a sakana. That's not a religious act. Mayim rishayim is a religious act. A mitzvah tzolim edarabon ha'imam ve'imamru. They had the right to say if such a big shas hatchak will be makel that you can eat your bread in the army without washing the tilas yadayim. And mayim achreinim is not a religious act. That's mishum sakana. Says melech sadamis that's nesamei sainayim. So the Gemara in that context uses the expression Mayim Rishayim is mitzvah, religious duty, and it's only with the Rabbanon, so there's room to be mekel, even though it's not a real, it's not an actual suffix sakana. It's less than a suffix sakana, so the army will be mekel. Mayim Achreinim Chayva, that's more of an obligation. But the Teisvis in Kolabasar, the beginning of Palak Kolabasar, the Gemara talks about all the dinim of Netilas Yadayim. So Teisvis in Perak Kolabasar points out that the expression Chayva has another connotation. That you only recite the bracha if the activity that you're performing is a mitzvah. If it's a chayva, then you don't recite a bracha. So, mayim rishayin in mitzvah, you say a bracha, shikrishana b'mitzvah yisavet zivana. Those two words, b'mitzvah yisavet zivana, can only be recited if the action that you're doing constitutes a mitzvah. But mayim achreinim is not really a mitzvah, that's mishum sakana. Whenever you do something mishum sakana, you don't recite a bracha. So, he says there are a lot of things that the halacha requires you have to do, but you don't recite a bracha. Let's say Tosfos says, you salt the meat in order to remove the blood. But because you don't want to violate the Isser of eating blood, but you don't recite a bracha when you salt the meat. The butcher has to remove the chutei, he has to do an act of nikur. He has to remove the chutei chelev, he has to remove the chutei dam. If you salt the meat, that will only succeed in removing the blood in the capillaries. It doesn't succeed in removing the blood in the arteries. You have a solid container full of blood there. You have a test tube of blood. So you can't expect that if you're going to salt the meat, it's going to remove the blood in the artery. So you have to remove the chutei dam and the chutei chelev, of course, you have to remove. So Tosfos says the butcher doesn't recite a bracha when he does the act of nikur. Usually they have goyim do the nikur. The goyim a lot of times know better than the rabbis. What? So they do it all the time. They know what you're supposed to remove. So no bracha is recited. That's something that has to be done. It's a chayva. Something that has to be done, but it's you don't recite a bracha when you pluck off the esrog from the tree either, when you pluck off the lulav from the tree either. That's only a hechsher mitzvah. That's not the actual mitzvah itself. But here it's not even a hechsher mitzvah. Removing the chutei chelev or removing the chutei dam, it's not even a hechsher mitzvah. It's just a way to prevent one from violating an issur. Let's say a person shaves with an electric shaver as opposed to shaving with a razor. Or he chooses to eat in the kosher cafeteria as opposed to the non-kosher restaurant. So he says the bracha shekedishana v'mitos and zmanu shalom lecha macholos asur. Now you don't say a bracha before you're about to avoid violation of an aver. You only recite a bracha when you're about to perform a mitzvah. So whenever you do something that's called a chayv means something that has to be done, but it's only in order to avoid violation of an aver, in order to avoid sakana something. A lot of things you have to do, but they're not actual mitzvahs. Hechsher mitzvah. The Gemara says that the tying the tzitzis. The Gemara has a machlokes in Menachos. Do you recite a bracha when you tie the tzitzis on the beggar? So the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim was reciting a bracha, and the other one says, what is this? I hear tzitzis, what are you saying? A bracha? You don't say a bracha when you tie the chutam on the beggar. It's not asliyasa gemar mitzvasa. The tying of the chutam on the beggar, that's a hefsha mitzvah. The mitzvah is the wearing of the beggar. There's no mitzvah to tie on chutam on the beggar. So a lot of activities that you don't say a bracha. So Tosfos quotes the machlokes in the beginning of Bama Madlikin. So the one opinion is that you don't recite the bracha on hadlakas on there. It's like you don't recite a bracha on all of the other hachanas that you do before Shabbos. And then Tosfos, the other opinion was the one that was accepted, that a bracha is recited. Why? Somehow we single out hadlakas on there is stamim midirabara. For some reason or another, the hachamim singled out hadlakas on there is from all of the other acts of hachana l'Shabbos, all the other activities that we include under the heading of kibud, hachanas for Shabbos, we single out hadlaka saner. So that's what Tosfos says over here, that the hadlaka saner is labeled as a mitzvah. Not even though the Gemara has a lashon chayva, hadlaka saner b'Shabbos chayva, b'Erev Shabbos chayva, that Tosfos says that's not what it means. It doesn't mean chayva as opposed to a mitzvah. No, it means that it is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, and therefore it does make sense to say a bracha. So the Tosfos here has a fantastic chiddush. Sounds like it's a hemshah from what they wrote in Perek Lamed Madlikim. that because hadlokas aner is a mitzvah, therefore tzach to say hook to the mitzvasoi on the shemen that I designated for the mitzvah. Since I'm in fulfillment of the mitzvah midirabbanan, it's lachar the mitzvah midirikavale of kibud v'yoneg. How can you distinguish between one and the other? It doesn't make sense to single out hadlokas aner over all the others. The pashtus is that this is already not midirikavale. This word is only midirabbanan for some reason or another. So we single out hadlokas aner that this constitutes a mitzvah midirabbanan. And we say that the Shem Shebner is hooked to Mitzvasai, calls mana mitzvah. After this mana mitzvah is up, after it goes out, then it's no longer hooked to the Mitzvasai. So then you can just discuss, well, maybe I should say Migadis Katsoi because it was a basis of Davar Asa. But that's a machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, where they say Migadis Katsoi. But in Moshe Shem Shebner, Lacha Shekover. Moshe Shem Shebner means after the Ner was covered. The Kozman and Ner is still burning, that's still this man Mitzvasai. So let's say if you have a lulav and an esrig, you say it's hooked to the mitzvasai. You only say it's hooked to the mitzvasai till after musaf. When people do the mitzvah, like over here, say it's only hooked to the mitzvasai, calls man shahaner dole, calls man hamitzvah. After the ner goes out, so this man hamitzvah is up, so it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So you're going to say that people only use the lulav and the esrig, just that some people bench esrig when they wake up in the morning before they go to shul. Some people bench esrig before hallow, and then you shake the lulav and the esrig in hoshinus. Okay, before musaf, after musaf, whatever. So that's it. So after musaf, so it's finished. No longer hutz and tzvasai. So that's a machlokes of Yechon and Rishlokish in the Gemara in Sukkot, and we paskin all day long. So one Amora says it's only hutz and tzvasai bizmana mitzvah taka means. And after you finish using the lulav and the esrog for the mitzvah, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. We don't paskin like that. We paskin and it's hooked to the mitzvah all day long. Why is all day long? Because even though I already fulfilled the mitzvah, someone else may want to use my lulav and esrog to perform the mitzvah. Or I myself may want to use it the rest of the day. The Gemara says that the Anshei Yerushalayim had a practice, they used to hold the dalad minim all day long. But the question is, does that only make sense in Yerushalayim? Because we know that according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, Lulav Nitol Bamikdosh Kol Shiva Babadina Yemechot, so the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, based on the Talmud, Yerushalmi interprets Bamikdosh means the Yer Atika, the whole old city. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah does not quote that Yerushalmi. But in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam quotes it. Lulav Nitol Bamikdosh Kol Shiva is a din deraisa by us, Lulav Kol Shiva. There's only takonah the rabbanah zechel amikdash. That's the mission. That's one of the nine takonahs of Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. After the korban abayis, that whole mitzvah is going to be forgotten from the face of the earth. That is it. Because in the chumash it's not explicit at all to shake a lulav all 7 days in the mikdash. Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai made a takonah kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvah lulav kol shiva zechel amikdash, that we should remember that there's such a mitzvah in the books that lulav nitol ba mikdash kol shiva. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Bamigdash means the Iratika. So perhaps one could argue the point and say that you see from the Pirush HaMishnayis that Yerushalayim is different from the rest of the world with respect to the Tilas Lulav, that the mitzvah applies called Shiva. So maybe this is another distinction, that all over the world we say Midagbe and Afagbe. Once you picked up the Lulav Nesek for a second, you go to the mitzvah, and the fact that you continue to hold it, there's no added key of my mitzvah, but in the Iratika, maybe Anshi Rishalayim, Kachayim and Hagim Shalanshi Rishalayim, that they held the Lulav and the Esrig all day long, all 7 days. Maybe that's only a key in Migdash in Yerushalayim. Well, one could argue the point and say, no, that Anshi Rishalayim were Mechaberis HaMitzvahs, and what they did can be done in New York also, can be done all over the world, even in Chutz L'Arz. Whenever there's a mitzvah of Lulav, if you hold the Lulav all day long, that enhances the mitzvah. You go to the mitzvah, the bare minimum is to be go to the mitzvah for a moment. But if you continue to hold the lulav all day long, that's also a kiyum. Let's say tefillin. If you put on tefillin just for a brief moment and you take it off, put on tefillin for shachris and you take it off. For some people that's a brief moment. Dam shachris in half a minute, they take off the tefillin after shachris. So, and if you wear tefillin all day long, so it doesn't enhance the mitzvah. It certainly does enhance. Zmana Gemara, it was assumed that you're supposed to wear tefillin all day long. There's a machlokes achrayim whether that practice that they had in Zmana Gemara, that they wore tefillin all day long, is that a chiyuv deraisa or is that only mid derabbanan? Tefillin all day long. But let that person took off the tefillin after Shachas and he wants to put on tefillin a second time on the same day. Same pair of tefillin, different pair of tefillin. Sofik, if he was yotzei the first time, vada he was yotzei the first time, doesn't make a difference. Gemara has a machlokes in Sukkah where they say bracha the second time. If you know for sure you were yotzei tefillin the first time and you want to put on tefillin a second time, do you say a bracha? We paskin, yes. Tefillin calls manshe minichon. Mevarach aleim. Why? Because there is a kiyum mitzvah of having tefillin all day long. What about lulav? If you should say that there's a kiyum of lulav all day long, so maybe even if I put down the lulav, a guy wants to pick up the dalet minim in the afternoon, maybe you should say another bracha when he picks up the dalet minim. So the Talmidim of Rashi quote that was Rashi's practice, that was Rashi's opinion. Just like the Gemara says that tefillin calls manshem minichim mevarach aleim, so too dalet minim calls manshem reitlam mevarach aleim. If you're holding it the whole time for an hour, you don't keep on saying a bracha like tefillin, you don't keep on saying a bracha when you're wearing the tefillin. But if you took off the tefillin and you paused for half an hour, then you put the tefillin back on, you say another bracha, then the same would be true, Rashi's opinion was. Same is true regarding dalet minim. If you put down the dalet minim for an hour, you pick it up afterwards, then you say a bracha again. We don't fasten like Rashi. We don't fasten like that practice of Rashi. We fasten that tefillin is different. That would seem to indicate l'chora that wearing tefillin all day long is taka kiyum mitzvah, either deraisa or derabbanan. There is a kiyum mitzvah. Could be that the chiyuv to wear tefillin all day long. Bizman HaGemara, there was a chiyuv to wear tefillin all day long. Maybe the chiyuv is only with the rabbanan, but the kiyum l'chora is a kiyum deraisa. If you wear tefillin all day long, so there is a kiyum deraisa. As opposed to dalet minim. Either there's not even a chiyuv mit the rabbanon all day long, that's why no bracha is recited, even though there may be a kiyum. It could be that there isn't even any kiyum, but there has to be some distinction between tefillin and dalet minim. With halacha lemaisa, we pass on tefillin calls mashem minichem mevarach aleim, and by dalet minim we don't follow Rashi's opinion. Shulchan Aruch says that if you know you were yotzei dalet minim. If you know for sure that your esrig was possible, that your hadas was possible, then you shake dalet minim a second time, then you say a bracha because you weren't yotze in the morning. But if you think that you may have been yotze in the morning, then you don't say a bracha the second time. So there must be some distinction between dalet minim and tefillin. So either you say that by tefillin there's a chiyuv all day long, either a chiyuv derais or chiyuv derabbanan, and by dalet minim there's no chiyuv, maybe there's a chiyuv. Or maybe you should say that by tefillin, the reason why you say a bracha all day long the second time is not because there's a chiyuv, maybe it's because there's a kiyum. And by dalet minim there isn't even a kiyum. Maybe there's only a chavivus hamitzvah, it's a demonstration of chavivus hamitzvah. But there's no kiyum. Why is that a demonstration of chavivus hamitzvah? If there's no kiyum, why should that be? That's a Rav Soloveitchik, isn't it? If there's no kiyum, why does it demonstrate a chavivus hamitzvah? There's some people who kiss the yesri. Yeah. Chavivus hamitzvah, there's no kiyum. Maybe there is a kiyum. Sure, chaviv is a mitzvah. The kiyum of a different mitzvah. Chaviv is a mitzvah. Avos Hashem. Okay, but it's not a kiyum in the mitzvah of dalet minim. So the Gemara in Sukkah has a machlokes of the Echna Mishlokish. The hook to the mitzvah of the dalet minim. Let's say if a person has a separate set of dalet minim for the first day, separate for the second day, separate for the third day. So the dalet minim that he used on the first day, the dalet minim that he used on the second day when he finishes davening musaf, is it still hooked to the mitzvah for the rest of the day? Or is it only bizman hanatila? So that's a machleg. So we paskin all day long. Why all day long? Either because there's an added kiyum if I'll continue to pick it up later in the day. Or even if you say there's no kiyum, even if there's no kiyum, it's only a hidur, it's only a chavivus hamitzvah, it's like kissing the lulav. You don't. That's not a kiyum in lulav. That's a kiyum in loving the mitzvah, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. The husband kisses his wife, so it's a kiyum hamitzvah. V'ahavta Racha Kamecha. Okay. So if you kiss the lulav, it's a fulfillment of v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, because the mitzvah is a shluchim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a husband kissing his wife. The Gemara says, Dikin mitzvah v'hafta racha kamoch goes on a couple that's married. And then the other people are also included in reyacha. Except for the next door neighbor's wife. It's not included. So we pass in halacha that the dalet minim is hooked to the mitzvah all day long. Why? Either because there's a kiyum the remainder of the day, or because other people can fulfill a mitzvah. The exact same mitzvah, other people can fulfill a mitzvah. But the klal really is, it's only hooked to the mitzvah say. Bismana mitzvah, that's what the Ramban says. The Beis HaKnesses is only hooked to the mitzvah say. Calls man that the people still live in the community and they still plan to daven in this shul. After everybody moves out, if they still plan to daven here, still a weekly minyan every Shabbos. Even though on the weekdays there's no minyan. Still Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's still a minyan. So it's still hooked to the mitzvah, so it's still designated for a mitzvah. But after everybody moved out and the shul is locked up, and no one ever plans to go back to daven over here. That's after this man mitzvah. So the Ramban says that in our Torah, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses goes away, and the whole halacha that the Mishnayos have, you have to sell it and take the money. And Malam HaKodesh Olam HaRid, the Ramban claims that that's all in the Rabbah. In our Torah, the only union is that this man mitzvah is hooked to the mitzvah. So that's what Tosfos says over here, that after the Kozman in there is Doileg, or the Shem B'Ner is labeled as hooked to the mitzvah. And after the Ner is Kaveh, even the Shemen Hamitakte is no longer part of the is no longer in the container. So that's no longer Mishamish as part of the Kima Mitzvah. So Tosfos says it doesn't matter. Even the Shemen Hamitakte remains hooked to the mitzvah, so calls man the Ner is Doilek. After the Ner goes out, so it's after the Zman HaMitzvah. A fantastic Kiddush, the way Tosfos interprets it. So they want to say that it's even Aliba de Reb Shimon. Even the Reb Shimon holds Moshe Shemesh Abiner is not Muktzeh, but over here, if Shein and Amuchan goes, calls man and there is Daylake, so the Shemen Amitaftef is still hooked to the Mitzvah. Big Kiddush. Hanukkah, even after Hanukkah is over, we say it's still hooked to the Mitzvah. So that's a Pella. Where does that come from? So whatever the Shemesh and Ishtar, so the Tosfos and Bamem Adlikin quoted a Braisa that's quoted in the Shiltas. We don't have such a Braisa in the Gemara. The only source is the Shiltas quote such a Braisa. So the Kevin Ari Tosfos asks, what's going on? The Tosfos stretches very difficult. So the Kevin Ari says that would appear that the Takana de Rabbana was that they treated the Shem and Shebener Chanukah like the Shemen and the Beis HaMikdash. Shemen and Beis HaMikdash is Mamash Kodesh. So that'll have a din of Me'ilah on it. And that's with the Nusach that we recite in Haneris Allah L'Kodeshem. The Nusach that comes from the Masech HaSofrim, we say as if the Shemen and the Menorah is Kodesh. The Gemara in Be'mam Adlikin says, Amachloik is for the Tosser L'shtamish L'yor HaNer, Amutah L'shtamish L'yor HaNer, and the Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, V'chi Ner Kedusha Yeshbo? It doesn't make any sense. What, is there any Kedusha? So the Gemara says, no, it's because of Biza Mitzvah that you're not allowed to be Nana from. So the Balamor holds the Maskana that yes, even though the Gemara's Loshan was B'Tamiya, doesn't have Kedusha. When you come to the final Maskana, that it's also the Shtamish Le'aner, Taka, because Midirabbanon, they're on the stack, and that we treat the Shem Shebener Chanukah, since it's a Zecha to the Mikdash, we treat it like Kodesh. So that's what the Kevin Ira says. He thinks that that's the, what Tosfos said is a Derechik, that's the Tosfos on Chav Beis and Aleph. Why the Moshe Shem Shebener is hooked to the Mitzvah, even after the Zman HaMitzvah is all up, even after Chanukah is up already, it's not Shaykh to use it. The Esrig is hooked to the mitzvah until after Sukkot is over. After Sukkot is over, you can throw it out in the garbage. It's not hooked to the mitzvah. How can it be that deraisa? How can it be that the Shemesh Abiner Chanukah retains the standard hooked to the mitzvah only the Rabbanon? Hooked to the mitzvah even after Sukkot is up. It's more chomer than the Sukkot. The Sukkot is deraisa. The Sukkot is a pasuk. Chag haSukkot. Hukish l'chag. So he thinks that the Kevinar thinks that the best answer is based on the Balamor, that they instituted the Adlokas Neres Chanukah Dumi the Beis HaMikdash, so he treated like Tashmishi Kedusha as opposed to Tashmishi. If the Sukkah falls down, Tosfos says he wouldn't say Hukkim Mitzvasa. Yeah, that is correct.
Then how to understand how Shemin HaMikdash is not part of the Mitzvah anymore, it should be throwing your bodah.
What if he has a noise sukkah fell down? Let's say the sukkah is still standing, the noise sukkah fell down. The Tosfos, I think, assumes that that's called Bizman Mitzvah. Since the sukkah is still standing, So here, the whole, after the Ner is covered, then it's Lachas Mamitzvos. After 4 or 5 hours, the whole candle goes out, that's Lachas Mamitzvos. Because man, the Ner is still Doilek, but Shaman the Shemin is Mitapte, and with Shaman, that's like the Noye Sukkah that fell down in the middle. Because man, the Sukkah is still standing, I think Tosis holds over there.
What is that? Hold that it's a Sukkah de Alma?
That what?
That the Sukkah de Alma, the Sukkah Ra'ua that falls down, it's not the Sukkah Shul Mitzvah? Against it? Ramban?
If the Sukkah Shul Mitzvah falls down, I think Tosis is explaining why they need three reasons, no? Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah, and you need Huftan Mitzvah, and you need Bizei Mitzvah. I think Tosis says that after the Sukkah falls down, it's because of Huftan Mitzvah, which is the Rabbanon. It's not because of Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. Chal Shem Shamayim is only because man that it's standing. Like after it falls down, then there won't be any Chal Shem Shamayim, but there will still be the Huftan Mitzvah, but that'll only be on Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. Because Tosis holds the Huftan Mitzvah is only on Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. It's also strange. Tosis holds that the Huk, Tosis Lachora doesn't agree with the Ramban. Ramban says Huktan Tzosay from the Pasuk goes on Tzitzis, goes on Beis HaKnesset. Has nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tosis holds that the Huktan Mitzvosay is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It doesn't apply a Chol HaMoed. According to the Ramban, the Huktan Ramban clearly disagrees with Tosis. Right, that's correct. The Ramban says the Huktan Mitzvosay is identical with Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. They're not two different concepts. Tosis claims they're two different concepts. So the Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah is only because man the Sukkah is standing. After the whole Sukkah collapses, and there's no longer any din deraisa of Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah, but then you'll have the added din of Huktan and Mitzvah, which only applies on Shabbos Yom Tov and doesn't apply on Chol HaMoed. Right. Then it should follow that if the Sukkah, the whole Sukkah collapsed, the whole Sukkah collapsed and it's Chol HaMoed, that it should be mutter to be nana from it. So somehow the Marsha says, no, it's still Asa. Why is it still Asa? To explain that Huktan and Mitzvah is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, doesn't apply Chol HaMoed. The Chal Shem Shemaim only applies Kol Zman that it's kind. But if you have both, then you have neither. If it collapsed, then it's on Chol HaMoed, so you have neither explanation. So it should be had to Gomer. Somehow the Marsha says, no. It's 10 lines into that thesis. So for Beis HaMinal, Zimah Maschel, Sukkah Tanya. So this thesis is a big chiddush. Does one recite the Birchas HaMitzvah on a mitzvah where there's no chiyuv, there's only a kiyum? Let's say we don't recite a bracha when you shake a lulav the second time in the same day. We don't recite a bracha. But the Anshei Rishalayim used to hold the lulav all day long. So why was it they held the lulav all day long? That's like kissing the, that's like people kiss the esrog. That demonstrates Avos Hashem, Avos HaMitzvahs. Or is it no, that it's more than Chavivas HaMitzvah? The Gemara says to demonstrate Kama HaMitzvahs Chavivas Aleihem. So that's all it was. It was like kissing the esrog. It's just Chavivas HaMitzvah. Or does it really mean that it's Taka Mitzvah? That there's a Kiyum all day long? Because we don't pass like Rashi. Rashi used to say a bracha the second time you pick up, just like you say a bracha the second time you put on tefillin on the same day. So Rashi is quoted by in the Parades, by the Talmud, written by the Talmudim of Rashi, that you say a bracha the second time you hold the lulav and the esrog. So we hold that you don't say a bracha. Why is that? Because we hold that you don't say a bracha unless there's a Chiyuv, and there's only a Kiyum? Or because we hold...
No
chiyuv to wear a talus, but once you wear a four-cornered garment, then there's a chiyuv to have tzitzit. Once you're already holding by wearing the four-cornered garment, then there is a chiyuv to wear the tzitzit, to have tzitzit in the garment. See, that's the machlokes the Morgan Avron quotes. The Kohanim are not obligated to duchen more than once a day, every day. See, if you're in a minyan and they ask you to duchen by shachris and musaf, so men atari not mukhiv to duchen by musaf. But with the Rabbanon, the Mishnah says in the end of Tainus, that's the Takanos Chacham, you got to duchen Shachris and Musa. So with the Rabbanon, you're mechuyev to duchen. So there's no problem, you say a bracha when you duchen Musa. But the Shaila is, let's say the minig all over the world, they only duchen by Musa. So let's say there's one shul where they have no Kohen. So they ask a kohen who already duchened in his minyan, could you please come to our minyan? After you finish davening in your shul, come to our minyan and duchen by musaf. So he does him a favor. So a kohen or two come from the one minyan to the other minyan, and they duchen a second time in a day. There's no chiyuv, not menatar, not menderabbanan, to duchen a second time in a day. But there is a kiyum. So do you say a bracha when you perform a mitzvah where there's only a kiyum and there is no chiyuv? So the Mogen Avraham quotes a machlokes achreinim about that. So the common practice is that the Kohanim do say a bracha when they duchen a second time. That's how the Meiri comments on Masachas Megillah. The Gemara has different Tanoim and Amoraim who live to a ripe old age, and the Talmidim ask them, Bameha Rachta Yomi, what do you attribute your long life to? So each one gave a different Midas Chasidus that they did, and as a reward for which they thought that they lived to a ripe old age. So one of them says, he was a Kohen, and he was always careful that he said the bracha before the duchening. L'anasasi kapai b'li bracha. So the Rishonim asked, what's the chiddush? Of course you have to, it's like saying, I always said a bracha before tefillin. I always said a bracha before talis. Of course you say bracha before you do. So the Nitziv has this whole fantastic explanation there, Mirai Mesadda. The Mikra Din, you don't have to recite a bracha on duchening. There's no need to recite a brichas on mitzvah. Because duchening is a mitzvah which is performed in the framework of brachas. Duchening has to be performed in the middle of Chazaras Hashad, and that's the halacha. Whenever you fulfill a mitzvah in the framework of brachas, like Tkiya Shofar, according to the Mishnah, he's supposed to blow shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashad. So the Balamor writes in Rosh Hashanah that Bizman HaTalmud, when they blew shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashad, they didn't say any brachas. They only instituted the bracha Asher Kedushonim and Tzotzuson L'shma Kol Shofar in the days of the Gaonim, when they started blowing what we call the Tkiyas the Miyushav. And they started blowing tkiyas before Musaf. Because they added on in the days of the Gaonim, they added on such long piyutim, and it took forever. And a lot of people had to go home. They couldn't stay in shul so long. So they're going to miss all the tkiyas. Because Man HaTalmud, they only blew tkiyas in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz and after. So, and they didn't say such long piyutim. So people could stay till the end of Machzorin Shofers. And if they have to go home, they go home. But once they added on so many piyutim, a lot of people left before they finished Machzorin Shofers. So they had to institute Bizman HaGoyim when they added piyutim, they had to add tkiyas, what we call the tkiyas the miyusha. So since the tkiyas are performed not in the context of bracha, so if a person Bizman HaGomor would be blowing shofar privately, not lamin of chazar sashat, the guy's not going to shul, so he's going to blow at home, so then they would say a bracha. But whenever you blow in the middle of chazar sashat, you don't say a bracha. So that's what the Netziv has a long essay, and the Mirai Mesad is Chidushim Ansoita. He thinks that that's Mikir Adin, the Kohanim really don't have to recite a Bichas HaMitzvah when they duchen, and that's only a Midas Chasidus. So that's not a problem. So that's the Midas Chasidus they attributed his longevity to. So on the Sasa Kapai Bula Brach, that's a shot. What do you mean? You recite a Brach, a Midas Chasidus? How is it? Say a Brach, Shekhar Hashan Sasa Tzvano, to learn Masech HaShabbos with the Marsho. Shekhar Hashan Sasa Tzvano, to learn Yeshiva University. Well, you make up your own Brachas. How can they make up your own bracha? So it's a bracha shalei niskanu. So it's a problem. So it's a problem. That he doesn't address. So in that Gemara, where the Gemara says l'anasasi kapai b'lai bracha, that was his midas chasidus. So the Meiri also comments on that Gemara. Daf chav ches and Megillah. So he says that's what he refers to. L'anasasi kapai the second time of the day. They sometimes the first time of the day when you duchen. Of course, everybody says the bracha. What's the midas chasidus? But if they call upon me to duchen a second time in a different minyan, and I'm not obligated to duchen not menatar, not midirabbanon, there's no chiv at all, and nonetheless I duchen, so then it's a question, am I obligated to recite a bracha? I wasn't obligated to perform kiddushan sasa vitzivano. What's far vitzivano? I'm not mukhayif to duchen a second time. So that's what he says. That was my midas chasidus. When I would duchen a second time in the day, I would still say a bracha. So the common practice is, and this machlekes achronim that the Mogen Avraham quoted, the practice is, based on that Nehiri, that we chose, we do say a bracha. And the Kohen Duchen, the second time of day, does say a bracha. Why? There isn't even a chiyuv in the Rambam. And the answer is, you do say a bracha on a kiyum. So how come we don't do like Rashi? Why don't we say a bracha when you pick up the Dal Minim the second time in the day? So we seem to assume it's like kissing the Esrog. It's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, Laharis Kama Mitzvah Chavivus Olam, to show Avos Hashem, to show Avos HaMitzvahs.
They were not blessed.
But I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev. They're mechuyev. They're mechuyev. They're a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes such an opinion from the Rishonim, from the Sefer Haredim, that the Kohanim have a mitzvah to give a bracha, and the Tzibur has a mitzvah to hear a bracha. So if there's no Kohen, they should really go to the other shul to try to chaparayin the Birchas Kohen. Yeah, but if it's because of their mitzvah, so let them say a bracha. He shouldn't say, Asher Gedeshanu B'Kedushas V'Shalom Tzivanu L'Var, they should say a bracha. Asher Gedeshanu B'Kedushas V'Shalom Tzivanu L'Hizbar, it's Menach Kohanim. It should be some other bracha. Could be. Could be. It's usually assumed a little differently. Usually assumed that the women have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men. So, and Kedushas Yisrael means Kiddushanu B'mitzvahs of the Tzivanu, except that the women have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they do volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah, they're really fulfilling a mitzvah that the Kedushas Yisrael should theoretically have been mechayiv them in. So it's really true, Kiddushanu B'mitzvahs of the Tzivanu. They have a Kedushas Yisrael to the same level as the men. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed, Atem Tiyulim, Amlechas Koni, V'goy Kodosh, the Goy Kodosh was said equally to the men and to the women. So the women have the same level of Kedusha as the men. And Kedusha by definition means Kiddushanu B'mitzvahs of the Tzivanu. So the women have the same level as obligation as the men. Except that if they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they volunteer to do it, then they're really fulfilling the mitzvah that they're mechuyev in. Not really the same as when the kohen is duchening a second time. No kohen is mechuyev to duchen a second time, so there's no chiyev at all. But over here, in principle, there is a chiyev, except that there's a sabtur if you don't want to. There may be a difference. Right. Yeah. So that's a takanas chacham. Even though the Gemara says that the kohanim are not obligated to duchen more than once a day, every day, that's when atayra. But when the rabbanon, the mishnah says that chachamim are mesaken, they're mechuyev to duchen shakris and musaf and neilo. So with the rabbanon, that's what the Keren Ur points out on that mishnah. So with the rabbanon, they're mesaken, they're mechuyev to duchen more than once a day. So you say a bracha on a mitzvah, the rabbanon also, not only on a mitzvah derayis. But the shaila is, let's say, putting on tefillin a second time in a day. Are you mechuyev? So the Gemara says, yay. It's assumed you are mechuyev to wear tefillin all day long. Either min haTorah, min derabbanan. You really are mechuyev to wear tefillin all day long. We don't do it. But the shaila is, what about the lulav and the esrei? The mechuyev all day long. Not mechuyev, but is there a kiyum? It's questionable. So if you hold that there is a kiyum, so maybe that's why Rashi held. So Rashi holds that you say a bracha. Shaila's, we don't follow Rashi, so is it because we hold that there's no kiyum? Oh no, we are maskim, there is a kiyum. If you hold the lulav and nasuk all day long, there is a kiyum, but you don't say bracha on a kiyum. You only say a bracha when there's a kiyum.
On Sukkis, after the first day when we eat it, it's going to make a bracha. We'll make bracha later with Sukkah.
Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, Laila harishin chayva mekan v'yelach rishus. What does it mean, chayva? So the Pashup Shat, Laila harishin chayva, you're obligated to eat kazayis abbas even if you're not hungry. You're obligated to eat kazayis abbas even if you're not interested in eating. Mekan v'yelach rishus means you're not obligated to eat pas, but if the fellow decides he wants to eat pas, an achila that's a kriyas, then he is mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Shat is, what if he eats in the sukkah and he doesn't eat pas? He just has a drink of water in the sukkah. So does he say a bracha? Leisha basukkah. He goes into the sukkah all day long. He's not in the sukkah. He's running around. Then he runs into the sukkah in order to have a drink of water. The Mishnah has amidas chasidus, not even to drink water chutz the sukkah. So when a person drinks a cup of water in the sukkah, does he say a bracha? So the practice is they don't say a bracha. It's taka no chiyuv. There is a chiyuv, but there's no chiyuv. We only say bracha leisha basukkah when you're having something that really requires, you're not mechuyev to eat the bread, but once you have the sandwich, then you're mechuyev to eat it in the sukkah. That's an achila b'kviyas. A ma'aseh shel kviyas needs sukkah. So this is a fantastic interpretation that Tosfos has over here.
Halacha ma'aseh, if the sukkah would fall down after Tosfos has three different times in the gabbai, because we have the other time, wouldn't the sukkah be usher after the Chol HaMoed?
That's the question that the Mashur raises, so we're not sure why his conclusion is that yes. But Tosfos says, if the sukkah falls down, so the Chal Shem Shemayim Abba sukkah is over. But it's only usher because Huktzin HaMitzvah sukkah. So Huktzin HaMitzvah is more inclusive than Chal Shem Shemayim Abba Chagigah. So what do you need the reason of Chal Shem Shemayim for? So Tosfos says, no, Chal Shem Shemayim even applies in Chol HaMoed, and Huktzin HaMitzvah only applies in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So then if it falls down on Chol HaMoed, then it should be both reasons don't apply. Then both reasons shouldn't apply.
Doesn't Tosfos say, I feel enough for the Chol HaMoed?
Asha min eskatsi bizmin sasun afilo naflu semicolon afilo b'chol HaMoed. That's the question, how do you read it? The Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Now that you have the both reasons, Huktzin HaMitzvah and these emits will find to Yasa afilo naflu an yantif semicolon afilo b'chol HaMoed. But what if it's naflu b'chol HaMoed, both together? So the Mashiach says, no, even both together. Why? You have no reason. That's a problem. The Mashur interprets that line like you say. I feel enough for the Chalamite, but it doesn't say that. It says, I feel enough for Va, I feel the Chalamite. Does I feel the Chalamite go back on I feel enough for? Or is there a semicolon here? I feel enough for the semicolon, or Va, I feel the Chalamite, when no low enough for. But if not for the Chalamite, need the reason apply, so then it should be perhaps Mutaba no.
And if it fell on Yantif? Not like Masha, if it fell on Yontif and now Chol HaMoed came, so what's the reason it's also now?
No reason. So that's the Shaila. So the Masha claims, that's how you read Tosfos, even both together. But we don't understand it.
But Tosfos definitely answers something on Chol HaMoed. The Shaila is whether it fell on Chol HaMoed
or it's still Kayim. Maybe only when the Sukkah is still Kayim. So when the Sukkah is Kayim, can't apply Huk to the Mitzvah. Tosfos thinks Huk to the Mitzvah only applies Shabbos and Yontif. So the only reason why it's also on Chol HaMoed is because of Chal Shem Shemayim. Well, because of these mitzvahs, then he gave an explanation why he need two. Chal Shem Shemayim is deraisa, but it's only on the limited amount, only kishir sukkah, zayin al zayin, and the these mitzvahs even the rest. But if it's naflu plus Chol HaMoed, they have no reason at all. That should be mutter. So that we don't understand the Marsha. Marsha says, even if you have both together, combined together, is still awesome. Why? It should really be mutter. So this taste is really fantastic. Chiddush. We pointed out there's another. The Gemara says in Sukkah regarding the Huktzah and the Mitzvah of Esrog and Hados that there's a difference, that the Esrog is Mutol L'Hariach Bo because the Iker Ishtamshus of the Esrog is that it's time to L'Achila. So there's no Huktzah and the Mitzvah vis-a-vis Reach. Only for the Iker Ishtamshus, namely L'Achila. Now Shani came the Hadas, the Ikora is Omid L'Reach, so when it becomes Huktzah Mitzvah, so it's also L'Hariach Bo. So the Gemara, fine, that's how Gemara. So the Gemara says that Huktzah Mitzvah applies to the Sukkah. The original deal of Huktzah Mitzvah goes on the Sukkah, Chal Shem Shemayim. That's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rosh, the Rambam in the Rosh, where the Huktzah Mitzvah only applies to the Schach, or it applies even to the Tfanis. But the Rambam's opinion is that it applies to the whole Sukkah, the Tfanis with the Schach. And the Rosh quotes the Rambam and he picks on the Rambam, he disagrees and says, why? That all the dinim of Sukkah, that has to be Gedule Karka and shouldn't be Dama Mekabel Tum, shouldn't be Mechuber, all these special dinim only apply to the Schach, don't apply to the Tfanis. So the Huktzah and the Mitzvah, so the Chal Shem Shemayim should also only apply to the Schach, shouldn't apply to the Tfanis. Rav Chaim has a famous beer in the safe on the Rambam. He explains that the din of Huktzah Mitzvah would have only been limited to Sukkah. So then maybe you can say it only applies to the Sukkah. The rest of it is not really called Sukkah. The Shem Sukkah is only on the Sukkah. But once the Gemara extends it to the Hadas, and then extends also to the Esrog, and the Ramban extends it to the Tzitzis, and extends it to the Beis HaKnesses, so the defanus of the Sukkah are like Garaf in the walls of the Beis HaKnesses. Anything that helps you, you can't have a kosher or a Sukkah without defanus. True, that's called, the schach is called the sukkah. The tfanis are called tfanis, they're not called, technically speaking, they're not called sukkah. That's why the dini heksha sukkah don't apply. It can be mechuber, it could be mekabel tumah, and so on and so forth. But it is a heftah shal mitzvah. It is a tashmishay mitzvah. It's like goreh from the walls of the Beis HaKnesses. It's better than the wall. You can daven without a Beis HaKnesses, but you can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah without the fanos. So the Rambam's opinion is that the din of hooks and the tzatzah is not only applicable, not a din only that applies to sukkah, the chal v'shem sukkah. There's no chal v'shem sukkah on the tfanas. It applies to every tashmishay mitzvah. So the tfanas of a sukkah are tashmishay mitzvah. So the Beis Yosef quotes the machlokes harishonim. What if he used hadasim as schach? The Gemara says that the hadash al mitzvah is also lahariach, but because ikir hishtamshes of hadasim is at its time of lahariach, that's because for the mitzvah of dalad minim, you have to have a hadas, and hadas always has a pleasant reya. So the ikir hishtamshes of hadas is at its time of lahariach, somebody becomes suks in the mitzvah, so it's also lahariach. But what about skach? You don't have to use hadasim. If there would have been a din, you have to use hadasim for skach. So it would be also lahariach, but there is no such din that you have to use hadasim. You can use evergreens. You can use slats of wood. You can use branches. You can use whatever you want. So if you happen to use alpim mikri, you happen to use hadasim for stach, would you say that it's also lahariach? Or perhaps I should say no, that the hukta, the mitzvah of the sukkah is only violated. The case that the Gemara has is that you're not allowed to take off a twig from the schach and use it as a toothpick. So maybe the only time it's a violation of hukta mitzvah by the schach is if you mevatlet min mitzvah. But if you're not really mevatlet min mitzvah, maybe it's not hukta mitzvah. So it's interesting, Tosis here is talking about hukta mitzvah of the shemen shebineir, the shemen habitafdeh. No, the shemen habitafdeh is already out of the scene. It's out of the picture. The shemen that's in the nair is going to be helping to fulfill the further the mitzvah of hadlokas nair b'sham. The shemen amitavtef is already on the table. It's not going to fly back in the nair. Not allowed to put it back in the middle of Shabbos. And nonetheless, they say, kolzman the nair is burning, you're not allowed to have anof in the shemen amitavtef. If ever the nair stops burning, then it's after zman mitzvah, so then you're allowed to get anof from the, you're allowed to be neosim from the shemen amitavtef. One could argue the point and say the Shemen HaMetaftef already is not in the parish anymore. It's no longer serving. You're not mevatel me mitzvasai. You're not being mevatel et me mitzvasai if you're going to use the Shemen HaMetaftef. And still, that's how they read the Mishnah. In the Yosem Imenu, you're not allowed to get Hanoya from the Shemen HaMetaftef because it's hooked to the mitzvasai. Big Chiddush, the whole interpretation of Big Chiddush. Huktzah mitzvasa. The Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah is not based on Huktzah mitzvasa. Okay. Yeah.
In Shulchan Aruch, is Huktzah mitzvasa and Muktzah machmas mitzvah the same? Are there differences between? Are those assumed to be the same?
Al Pi Pasha, that's the same thing. Huktzah mitzvasa. Yeah. The Ramban claims that Huktzah mitzvasa is a din deraisa, not like Tosfos says on Daf Chabeis Alamid the Rabbanon. And hooks and mitzvah only applies on Shabbos Yontif, not on Chal Moed. Ramban says no. Hooks and mitzvah is another way of saying Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah, and Chal Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah applies to all Tashmishay mitzvah. That's in disagreement with Tosfos. Tosfos says hooks and mitzvah is a Shabbos and Yontif Dikedin, and doesn't apply in Chal Moed. Tosfos says because Mukta is only with the Rabban, so the whole hooks and mitzvah is only with the Rabban. And Ramban says not true. This hooks and mitzvah is a din deraisa. From the three explanations that were given for the Mishnah in Osten Kli Tachas Haner LeKabel Boyas HaShemen, so we don't accept the third one. Most of the Rishonim don't accept that. En Kli Nitol Tov Davra Nitol. We don't accept Rabbi Yitzchok. Basically, we don't accept the first one. Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, my time, Rabbi Fizda, that Nisa Hatzol, Hatzol Hashem Mitzvah Leitir. We accept the middle Pshat, Rabbi Yosef's Pshat, that the reason why it's forbidden in those mikli tachas anel kabbalas Hashem, and because you're not allowed to be mevatel kli mehechonai. So Tosfos raises a question. The Gemara says there's no violation of mevatel kli mehechonai if you put a plate under the if you're afraid that nitzotzes are falling from the candle, and nitzotzes are going to burn the tablecloth. So I put a plate on top of the tablecloth in order that the nitzotzes should fall in. So the Gemara says, no, the sparks are muktzeh. The whole reason why the shemen and the ner and the psila is muktzeh, because it's a basis to the shalheves. So if the shalheves is muktzeh, shalheves is going to fall on the plate, there's going to be a basis of the other ha'aser. So why isn't that mevatel prima echana? It says in the Mishnah, you're permitted to put the chayra on the tablecloth, the kabel boyas on each tzeitzes. That's the last Mishnah in the Perek, a mem zayin on the base. Nosim kli tachas aner, the kabbalas on each tzeitzes. And the Gemara quoted it here, a mem gim lamed alta. The Gemara says, let it be mevatel prima echana. The Gemara says, no, the tzeitzes ain't ben mam. It's just going to be there for a second. It's going to go out. That's not a violation of mevatel prima echana. The Tosis has 2 days. What does that mean? It's only called Mavatul Kli Mechonai if it's going to be there permanently. The Kli is going to become a bus davar, is going to remain so throughout the remainder of Shabbos. But he say no. There's no Mavatul Kli Mechonai if it's only Lashor Kalach. Then the Tosis ain't Memash. The Tosis are going to go out in a second. So it's only Mavatul Kli Mechonai in less than a second. Or the Gemara said about putting kaifim misafsalaf nehafrech mishialu v'yerdu. I'm going to put a basket, I'm going to invert the basket, because the chicks are not healthy enough to jump back up into the coop, into the bird nest. So I put a sal there, so the chicks should serve like a ladder, they should climb up. The Gemara says, no, the chicks, the live chicks are muktzeh, and when they're going to climb up on top of this inverted basket, the basket is going to become a basis davar ha'aser. So even after the chicks go away, so isn't that mevatel kli meichanai? So the Gemara says that's not mevatel kli meichanai because it's only l'shor. That's right. Muta the talta lo lachazman. It's only l'shor. So Tosis has two pshat, and what does that mean? There's no isa mevatel kli meichanai unless it's going to be mevatel for the duration of all of Shabbos. So over here it's only l'shor, but doesn't mean not. There is a din mevatel kli mechana even if it's just for a short period of time, but it's only mamish l'shor kala, mamish for a second, for a very short period of time, and it's beyond it to chase off the chicks even earlier. So then there's no mevatel kli mechana. So that's what Tosis had the 2 days. Tosis writes they're not sure, and the Tosis b'shanei le'vitzorach l'mekaymai. Tosis writes they're not sure whether you can zetzain the Mishnah like Reb Shimon or not. According to Reb Shimon, the Moshe Shemesh Ebenev Shebekaira is not going to be muktzah after the flame goes out. It's only going to be muktzah because man the ner is burning. If the ner goes out, it's not going to be muktzah. So Tosis has 2 days, the Mesupik, whether they did in the Mishnah that says Enesim Kli Tachas Anel Kabel Bais HaShemen. And we assume the middle pshat in the Gemara. That's the Iker. Rav Yosef's pshat, because Mavatel Kli Mechonai. So we happen to pass like Rav Yehuda that you say Migidus Katsoi, the Ben Ashmash is Katsoi, the Kol Yam. What if you don't hold from Migidus Katsoi? What if one wouldn't accept the din on Migidus Katsoi? We hold Migidus Katsoi, so all the shemen underneath the Shalhevis was Muktzeh Ben Ashmash is because of Bosnus. So the shemen is going to remain Muktzeh throughout the duration of Shabbat. But you're like Rav Shimon. The shemen is only going to be buses for the couple of hours that the shalhevis is present. Once the shalhevis goes out, the shemen is going to be ois buses, because Rav Shimon doesn't believe in migdus katzoi. So would the Mishnah go like Rav Shimon? The Tosis writes they're not sure whether the hefer that the Gemara says there's no din of mevatel kli meichanai by nitzotzos because they ain't by mamish. There's no din of mevatel kli meichanai by koifin esaksal. Because kasava muta the talta means it's only mamish l'shor kala, or it's not throughout the duration of all the Shabbos. But here it's going to be for a couple of hours. Here the shemen in the, under the ner is going to be for a couple of hours. Tosis is not sure. So this Tosis on the Mishnah, they say ikli yufin kirep shimen. That's only one side in the Tosis mem gimlam. According to the other day in Tosis, the Mishnah cannot go like Reb Shimon. They're not sure whether what they said is accurate or not. They're mistupik about that. The Tosis is tying together all the loose ends. So they say the Mishnah speaks about Ene Yosim Imenu. The Mishnah The Mishnah doesn't talk about Eimet Taltal Eimet HaShemen. The Mishnah talks about Eimet Yoytem Imen. You're not allowed to use the Shemen if you have a vegetable salad, so you want to pour the Shemen on the salad. So the Mishnah talks about Eimet Yoytem Imen, you're not allowed to use it to Shemen and Amukam. It doesn't say Eimet Taltal Eimet HaShemen. So that's what leads Tosfos to say this pshat, that the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. That calls man that the flame was on top of the shemen, and the shemen was taka basis of davar hasa. But after the shemen is mitaptev, does it still retain the status of basis of davar hasa? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, migdus katzoy the ben hashmashes is katzoy the kol yom. It retains the status of basis throughout the duration of the day. So you're not allowed to be imitalt for limosa, but the mission doesn't say imitalt, it says neyaisim amen. So that's perhaps what prompts the Taisus to give the Epshat. And truth of the matter is, when you have Mukta, there's a Gemara in the end of Shabbos, in the Kuf Chav Ches or something like that. The Gemara is Beferish. The Gemara says, Rebbe was once traveling with his Talmidim and they got stuck in a desert on Erev Shabbos, and he was going to plan to give a Shir on Shabbos. And they had to have somewhere to sit. You're not going to give a Shir to have everybody stand. So they were going to sit on top of the boulders in the desert. But the boulders were all spread all over the place. So he had them arrange the boulders on Erev Shabbos like a classroom. So they had these gigantic stones, gigantic boulders, and on Shabbos everybody sat down on the boulders. So you see from the Gemara, you're not allowed to move the boulders on Shabbos because they're mukta. Eitzman Barnavi offer is mukta, but you're allowed to sit on it. So you see that mukta is mutta barno. So he says, writes like that in Maseches Beitza, that mukta is mutta barno. It's only also letaltel. But it's mutabano. So that's what over here. Why does it say Eini Yosem Imenu? You should have said Eini Taltala mostly. The answer is no. The Mishnah goes Bedafka like Rab Shimon. Only like Rab Shimon. So once the Shemin is Mitaptev, so it's no longer a Basas Udavahas, and he doesn't believe in Migadus Katsoy. But Eini Yosem Imenu means, Hakam Eini Yosem, I Muktas Mutabano. No. Eini Yosem Imenu, because the Hukta the Mitzvahsoy. A fantastic Taisus. But then the Taisus, the Taisus Mem Gimel Mem Aleph, is not sure whether what they said on the Mishnah makes sense or not. Because the accepted Pshat, and I know some Kli Tachas Anel Kavos HaShemen, was the middle Pshat, was Rav Yosef Pshat, Mevatel Kli Mechona. And the Gemara said if it's only Lashor Kala, there is no Mevatel Kli Mechona. So Taisus says, there's room to argue the point and say it's only called Mevatel Kli Mechona if it's permanent. Means if it's going to be throughout the whole duration of Shabbos, so since after the flame goes out, it won't any longer have the din of, it's only Enim Min HaMuchan only for the next 4 or 5 hours. But afterwards it will be Min HaMuchan. So maybe there's no prohibition on Mabat Al Kli Mechan. Maybe you're forced into saying the Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda. The Taisus not sure whether what they said on the Mishnah is correct or not. So then Taisus discusses Eine Yaisen Imen. And Yaisen Imen means, you're not allowed to take that shemen hamitaftek and put it on your vegetable salad. And what about taking the shemen that's in the container? He says, no, that's a real issa. I'm a stopping man hashem shemenech, I'm a shem mechaba. That's a gemara in Beitza, Perek Sheni, Dav Chav Beis, and Menalev. So that's why we're not discussing that. But he's stopping man hashem shemenech. That's an issa deraisa. Forget about buses, mukta, hukzalim, etc. Forget about all this baloney. That's mamisha malacha deraisa. We're talking about any yosim from the shemen hamitaftek. That's an issue. And the Yosem from the Shemen Amitavtev. What about Letaltel? So Taisus says if you would just be concerned, if you would only concentrate on the topic of Hukta the Mitzvosoi, you wouldn't be able to say E Metaltel E Mesaner. Let's say on Yontif. You bench lift on Erev Yontif. So would you say, and then you have to go into another room to get something from the other room. So you're not allowed to take a candle? Of course you're allowed to take the candle. I took to the mitzvah. That's what it took to the mitzvah, to use the candle lahoyer in order to illuminate. So there's no violation of hook to, that doesn't constitute a nisa of hook to the mitzvah. You got to say you're not allowed to carry the candle around the house because hook to the mitzvah. No, that is the mitzvah. So Shabbos also should, if the only concern that you have is that it took to the mitzvah, hook to the mitzvah means you shouldn't be mevatlet the mitzvah to eat up the shemen. Even the shemen hamitaftev, the shemen that's still in there, of course you can't use, that's mechaba. But even the shemen hamitaftev, if you can't eat it up, that's mevatalet b'mitzvah. But not to be metaltalet in there, You can't say that that's also because Huktzah Mitzvah. We say not allowed to be Mitaltalad because the Shalheves is Muktzah, and you're walking around with the Muktzah, that's why. Or, Rabbi Kiveger adds on, once you declare that in a Yosem manner that it's Huktzah Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat it for the first couple of hours, calls him on that the Nair is still burning, so the Shemen Amitaptah remains Huktzah Mitzvah, so maybe you're not allowed to be Mitaltal this either, because any food that you're not allowed to eat, let's say Chomitz B'Pesach, if you have Michael Behema, if you have something that's also Bachilu Mutabano, so you can't say that that's Muktzah, you can feed it to the dog. But if you have something that's also Bachilu Osabano, Basa B'Cholub, someone asked the Shaila on Shabbos, and the Moira Rav Paskins is Basa B'Cholub, it's also Bachilu Osabano. So you have to leave it there, you're not allowed to handle it, it's Muktzah. They come with a Shaila on Pesach, and it says, Moira Rav Paskins is Chomitz. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, you have to leave it there, you can't move it around, you can't move it away. Because whatever is asa b'achila asa b'ano, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to feed to the payment, so it's muktzah machmas gufoy. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger adds on, that the Marsha misunderstood the Tosfos. Lo kosher mini kusher sa Marsha. Says the Marsha misunderstood. Tosfos didn't mean to say halacha l'maisa, it's mutzah b'taltalo. They said if it were only mitzad the issue of huktzah the mitzvah, so that wouldn't create a prohibition to be mitaltal. That is the mitzvah, so to move around the candle. That's not a bitul mitzvah, so. But once you say that it's also to eat the shemen, and you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs either, you're not allowed to use the shemen at all, then you have then it's like chametz b'pesach. Then it becomes muktzah machmas gufa. It's like eitz ma'avon yafa. Then in mele, it's also the taltalo also. But the also the taltalo starts off. It doesn't start off. You don't start off by saying huktzah mitzvah. It's also the taltalo. Why does that follow? No, huktzah mitzvah. So it's also to eat it, and it's also to feed it to the animals. And if you have food that it's also to eat and also to feed, then it becomes muktzah machmas gufa like eitz ma'avonu yafra. Then it's also l'taltalo. But I have to start off with the huktzah mitzvah.
You think the purpose of lighting the candles is to be able to see. Why does Shalheves muktzah? Why did muktzah?
I think the hishtamshus is in the or haner in the heat, but you don't have hishtamshus in the etzem shalheves. And Yantav Yavish Tamshis and the Yetzim shall have it. Because he can light another candle from this flame. But on Shabbos he can't do that.
Why don't we mess with the Yetzim shall have it? Why don't we mess with the purpose of what we're doing? We're doing it on the Kabbalah. And what about a vote today that its only purpose is light, only Mutzah? According to the Swarm of Shabbos. A vote.
Yeah.
You can't do anything else with the vote except it light. Can light it.
Yeah. Even on Yom Tov, it should be.
I mean, you know, Shabbos should not be
Mitzvah.
It's only
Lahar. Even on Yom Tov, it should be Mitzvah. It has no Hishtamshes, the Gufa Dover. You only have Hishtamshes from the warmth and from the light. So, I feel that beyond Tov, it should be Mitzvah. How do you say the other way? No, how can you say the other way? No, it has no Hishtamshes, even on Yontav, it has no Hishtamshes, and the Gufa shall have it. So even on Yontav, it should be Muktzah. Okay. That's the Mogen Avraham. He says if you have a painting on the wall, and it's not Oymet to have any Hishtamshes to take it down. If you have, some people have photographs on the wall, and when guests come, they take out the photographs and show it to them, and they hang it up. They take it down, they hang it up, take it down, they hang it up. Other people hang there forever. So he says, if you have a painting that's hanging on the wall forever, so then he says it's muktzah, because it's not only to have any hishtamshus. The hishtamshus is to look at it. That's not hishtamshus begufa dova. Hishtamshus dova shemir hishtamshus. That it's not muktzah means hishtamshus to handle it. Hishtamshus to light the flame from the candle. But just ein mano mishus hishtamsh ben mel and the rosh and lavad. That's not called hishtamshus.
I think that's the Shtamshus in the light, that's not the Shtamshus in the flame, I think so.
Otherwise, we don't understand. That's, I remember when we learned this Gemara, the Rav Soloveitchik didn't understand how come on Yom Tov you're allowed to move around the candle. And Chanukah, Ner Shemen Epsir, Lahav and Asad Basis, the Dabah Ha'aser, So why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So it could be, like Tosfos says in the Beitzah, that it is Muktzah. Tosfos says in Beitzah that on Yom Tov you permitted to be Metaltal Muktzah, the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. Because the whole din of Tiltan Muktzah is Gzeir Shem Ayotzi. Now it's all Gufa is Mutter B'makom Ochel Nefesh. So Tiltan Muktzah is also Mutter the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. Tosfos says, the Gemara says in Beitzah that the Eifer Kira is Muktzah. The Mishnah says sometimes Eifer Kira Mukhanu. First Mishnah, and the Gemara says sometimes Eifer Kira is not Mukhan. Then when did it develop as Eifer? Was it Eifer on Erev Shabbos? Erev Yom Tov, did it become Eifer in the middle of Yom Tov? So if it became Eifer in the middle of Yom Tov, it's now like Gomer, and then it's going to be Muktzah. So Tosfos says, but we do it all the time. If you want to bake in the oven on Yom Tov and it's full of ashes, so you remove all the ashes. Then you put in your new raw food and you bake and you cook. So how can we move out the Eifer Kira if you say the Eifer Kira that developed in the middle of Yom Tov is Neila Gomer is Muktzah? The Tosfos says the territory is until the Muktzah is Mutter on Yom Tov and Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, just like Kurtzah is Mutter. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the reason why you're allowed to move around a candle on Yom Tov, because even though it is Muktzah, but until the Muktzah is Mutter, but Mokum Ochel Nefesh, I don't know. I remember when I'm Rav Soloveitchik, yes, the Kasha, so we thought that was the territory. That the Hanach L'Ner Shem and the Psila is a basis to the Shalheves. Rashi explains the Shalheves is only Muktzah on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov, because the Shalheves has a Hishtamshes Begufa Dover on Yom Tov. Shabbos doesn't have Hishtamshes Begufa Dover. You only use the light that comes out in the warmth, but you don't use the Gufa Shalheves. Maybe it's wrong. Gemara talks about that. Yeah, we had a little bit in Shabbos and Beit, but mainly in Shabbos and other Gemaras. Yeah, if you're mazmin muktzah mevod yom, so then there are two dinim. Sometimes it remains muktzah, but you have a heter tilkel for that purpose, or an equally important purpose, or more important purpose. And sometimes by your act of hazmana, it becomes ois muktzah. So the Gemara has the both possibilities. Yeah. So you're asking, what was the problem? Once then Mazmin, the Bogos, and the Bogos, yeah. Yom. Once then Mazmin, then she should be permitted to move them on Shabbos. Because for this, the Shtamshah, they will be Mutter. Could be. You have to look again in the Gemara. Until Chazayin or something. You have to look again in the Gemara. But the Gemara assumes that it remains Muktzah. So over there, the big boulders remain Muktzah. Not that it becomes always Muktzah. If you take a stone and you tie it onto the bottom of a bucket, you have a bucket that you lower in a well in order to draw water, so the wooden bucket is never going to float on top of the water. How is it ever going to go below? How are you ever going to get any water? So the Mishnah says later, they used to put an Eben Shetikir Viyot. They used to tie on a stone on the bottom of the bucket, so that would weigh it down and would sink in. So once you tie down the stone on the bottom of the bucket, then it becomes part of the bucket. It becomes a mamish kli, part of a kli. But over here, these boulders remain muktzah. That's why there's an issue. How are they allowed to sit on the boulders? They never from muktzah. So the answer is no problem. Muktzah is mutabana, but the muktzah is still also the tiltul. So maybe anachanami was once they mazmin them and bod yom to sit on them on Shabbos. Maybe they would be allowed to move them around. On Shabbos, I forgot. You got to look in the Gemara. Maybe it would be mutter to move.
Case of sitting on the stones.
Mm-hmm.
So he quotes 2 days. Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam asked Tzuva Lindem whether he holds that Rashi held it was still mukta, but Yeshiva's mutter mukta. It's not considered being mishtamish b'mukta.
Mishtamish b'mukta is mutta. Yeah.
He held here that you're not. That Rashi held after the two lindam, it wasn't mukhan anymore. That's not focused Rashi.
It's not mukta anymore, you mean?
It still was mukta, but it still Rashi held that you were allowed to be Yoshidon.
Yeah, why? Because mukta is mukta banor.
Right.
Right. That's how Tyson says, the mukta is mukta banor. Right. And other Rishonim hold that what? That it's also Bano.
That's Machlokes Hanalim too. Whether they were nation or it was Eisman Tzar, or still was
Kalashim. Okay. But the Ramban has like that there are two dinim. Sometimes when you're Mazman Muktzah in advance, it becomes Ois Muktzah. Like the Evan Shabikir Viyah becomes part of the Kli. And sometimes it retains the dinim Muktzah, you just have a Heter Hishtamshis, you have a Heter Tilkul for that purpose or equally or more important purposes. Two kinds of dinim. Yeah? Just an issue of tircha. Okay,
right.
Could
but
be.
Even though they prepared them for Shabbos, but moving them on Shabbos is going to be such a tircha, that's probably was why they were allowed to.
Okay.
Is it so possible that mutter the heter hanah and the well, there's also a heter shamshus because from the Gemara in Masikim b'shivrei keilim. So I thought some of the Rishonim understand that. There's malami that also by mukta there's an iser, even though it's mutter rabbanan, but there's an iser shtamshus for mukta.
If it's shtamshus shall kloya, if you're gonna have it consumed, yeah. So then everybody holds. That's a gemara in Beitza about eitzim shenosher min adekel the yontif, the flocks fell down from the tree on yontif. Those are mukta because they were mechuber at the beginning of the day. That they use those logs to as fuel to burn. That everybody agrees that that's not allowed. That's just a machlokes in the Gemara whether that's an isa deraisa, an isa derabbanan. If one should hold that muktzah l'achila is deraisa, does that only mean muktzah l'achila, or does it even muktzah l'tiltul? For sure, is only derabbanan. Zeru shami yotzi. A muktzah l'achila may be deraisa, may not be deraisa. So Rashi sheet is muktzah l'achila is deraisa. If you offer machana derabba, and the machlokes in the Gemara whether muktzah deraisa derabbanan goes on muktzah l'kilui. If you're going to have it consumed. If you're going to have the mukta consumed on Shabbos, a yontif, but it's not going to be consumed, then his tamshis is mutta. His tamshis the mukta is mutta. It's mutta b'ano. Yeah, we pointed out the loshen ha-gemara here, by the model of kol bein ashnoshes. Amen gimel amad aleph. The gemara says, if you're like Rav Yehuda, migdas katsoi, so that's only migdas katsoi by the model of kol bein ashnoshes. Why the loshen kol? The Prima Garden, after this, didn't quote from the Gemara Mem Gimla, Rabbi Kivegan Shulchanach quotes the Prima Garden was Medaiket from Arashi. Arashi later says, by the model of Kol Ben Ashmash. Arashi got it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Ben Ashmash. Why Kol Ben Ashmash? Because every minute, the Prima Garden, every moment of Ben Ashmash is Asaf Yam Safik Lailo. So if the thing is only a bus is for the first 5 minutes of Ben Ashmash, or for the middle 5 minutes of Ben Ashmash, it could be that that part was Yom, that part was already Lailo. Oid the malav bein hashmash, he says migdus katzay the bein hashmash is katzay the kol yam. It means that the status for the remainder of Shabbos is nikfa betchilas hayom. So when is the tchilas hayom? The first moment of Shabbos. When is the first moment of Shabbos? That's why we're not sure which moment of bein hashmash is the first moment of Shabbos. Is it the first minute? Is it the 10th minute? Is it the 15th minute? Is it the 20th minute? We're not sure every minute. That's the way the push of shat in the Mishnah increases is like that. That Ben Ashmash is every minute there's a suffix. Maybe this minute is Yom, that minute is Laila. Maybe 5 minutes from now is Yom, 6 minutes from now is Laila. We're not sure all the way. That Ritva that we mentioned from Yuma, Zion, wherever it is there. That Ritva, that's a Chiddush. The Ritva says that the whole period of time of Ben Ashmash is the suffix of Ben Ashmash is not a suffix where he draw the line. It's a din suffix that is both Yom and Laila. It's a tied to the Sasri. Whenever you have a tied to the Sasri, the halacha treats it as if it were a suffix. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush to say like that. According to the Ritva, you wouldn't split to say you need kol bein hashmashes. It's not a suffix. Maybe this minute is yom, maybe that minute is yom. You wouldn't say like that. But the Prima Gadim is learning the simple pshat, the way the Mishnah increases goes. Every minute of bein hashmashes is a suffix. So in order to say migdus katzoi, whatever is muktzah b'tchilos hayom remains muktzah throughout the remainder of the day. That's to be the mal of kol bein hashmashes, the whole bein hashmashes. Yeah, the din of migdus katzoi, the din of buses of davar ha'aser depends whether it's meiniach or shocheach. That's the gemara later on, and whenever something depends on Das HaAdam, then we have a klalein on the Mosa Dov Shein HaShaloi. So that's why the Tesis has on Mem Dalet on the base, Adim Ramaschal, Yesh Aleh Amos, also the Talkala, this is all a Hemshach, the same thing of Bostris, and Migdis Katsoi, and Meniach, and Shocheach. The theme keeps on being repeated over and over. So the Tesis has the whole word. Rabbi Kevege quotes it on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, but it's all from this Tesis. That you would say, Eilan Mosa Dov Shein HaShaloi. Let's say a guest comes to my home, and I give him his own room, and he decides to leave his, on Erev Shabbos, he decides to leave his wallet on top of a tray. And then my wife asks, oh, she needs, she left the silver tray in the room, in his bedroom, she has permission, she wants to go get, she finds out that he put his wallet on top of the silver tray. So does the tray become, Friday night, middle of Friday night, she finds out that he left his wallet on Erev Shabbos. So it was all the wallet of Kol Bein HaShmashas. So Taisa says, Beferish, Eilan Mosa Dov Shein HaShaloi. He doesn't own the tray. He gave him permission to use the room, but he didn't give him permission. He didn't give him permission to put his wallet on top of the tray to make it into a buset. So that would be called shocheach. That's not called meniach, because meniach is only the bailam has to be meniach. So Tosfos Fek Takasha, but the Gemara seems to talk about the possibility that something becomes a buset b'emtza yom. How could that be? What a religious Jew. Tosfos can't imagine a non-observant Jew. They never saw a non-observant Jew. So how can it be? What's going on? So Tosfos says, oh, a goy put it on. B'shus abayim koshiniach hanochi atinik l'das ha'yisrael. That the Jew puts it on himself, they can't imagine such a thing. How can it be? So they don't know Mosadov b'shein sholah, unless you have permission from the Bible. Let's say a goy loves the Gemara. He makes up his mind, this Gemara is God. Almighty. He wants to bow down to the Gemara. He asks me permission. I say, give them to hate. You want to worship the Gemara, it's all yours. So then you don't say, Eilan Mosa Dov Shein HaShaloi. If I gave him permission, the Gemara says, if I give him permission to you, if I don't give him permission, then Eilan Mosa Dov Shein HaShaloi. What he worships doesn't make it us. If he comes into my home and he cooks Basa B'Cholov without my permission and I'm furious, the Tyson says in Yivam is that pay base, he can't say Eilan Mosa Dov Shein HaShaloi. You don't need Das HaBayim. Even if the milk would fall in accidentally, it's going to become Basa B'Cholov by itself. No one has to have in mind anything. But Avodah Zarah is only if you have Das HaBayim. Someone has to be miskaven for something. See, this kavana can't relate to my property unless I give him permission to. If he asks me, then it does. So that's what Taisa says, B'miniach HaNochri, the Das HaYisrael. If the owner gives permission to the guy, you want a place to leave your money, leave your money over here. So that's going to make it into a bus.
Why is there a problem with that? I haven't given the guy permission to pour the wine.
The Gemara has exceptions to the rule when you do say, Otomosa Dovish Hanishalot. So the Gemara says, let's say a goy takes my behem and he shechts it, Lavaydazar. So if also Bamaisa, then you say, Otomosa Dovish Hanishalot. If he just thinks from a distance, he bows down to my Gemara. He didn't touch the Gemara. So then you say, his thinking over there doesn't relate to my Gemara over here. If he thinks he wants to deify his, he wants to worship his book, then that's his. So his Kavan over there can relate to his book. But to my book, his kavan only relates if he does a maisa, if he shechs the hay, or he takes the wine and he actually pours it. So I say maisa, then we say Otomosa Dov Shein HaShaloi. Then his kavan is machshava does relate. So this thesis is quoted lalocha that you only say basis if it's miniach, if it's shechach, there's no din of basis, and miniach has to be ledas habalim because ain't on the Otomosa Dov Shein HaShaloi.
We also pass on basis.
The
Shabbos.
So then Taisus quotes Beit Zadav Chavav, and that Taisus Mem Dalar on the base. They refer you to Beit Zadav Chavav on the base, and similarly on Hardaf, they quote, they refer you to the same Gemara. Here, Boi the Mal of Kol Ben Hashmash is Mem Gimel Amaral. The same topic they're discussing on Mem Gimel Amaral, Mem Dalar on the base. That the Gemara has a shaila whether yesh muktzah b'chatzi Shabbos or ain't muktzah b'chatzi Shabbos. What does that expression mean? So people make a mistake, they misunderstand what it says. People think if something was not muktzah in the beginning of the day, it can't become muktzah in the middle of the day. Ain't muktzah b'chatzi Shabbos. Either it's muktzah throughout or it's not muktzah at all. No, that's not, because we paskin ain't muktzah b'chatzi Shabbos. So that's not correct. There is no such din. Let's say someone was eating food on Shabbos. They're eating a hard-boiled egg and they peel off the shell, and after they finish eating they left the shell on the plate. The shell is neither Michael Oden nor Michael Behemoth, So the shaila is garbage. It dates my bottom of. So of course it's mukta. It started off in the beginning of the day, it was mukta. He had a bottle and a smash, the tiny little particle. So smashes, it becomes mukta in the middle of the day. There is such a thing as something was not mukta in the beginning of the day, becomes mukta at the end of the day. That expression, ein mukta v'chatzi Shabbos, means a totally different thing. There is, namely, there is a din amigdus katzor de ben hashmashes. Is katzor de kul v'yoymah, so the Gemara wants, according to Rabbi Yudah, machlokes Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, and we pass on like Rabbi Yudah, that you always say, Nigris Katsada Ben Ashmash, Rav Shimon says only in rare cases, like Kost Karev Ashoshes. That's a Mem Dal and a Menal. If you have Kost Karev Ashoshes, the woman lit Neiris in a Yortzeit candle that looks like it's going to burn for 24 hours. Looking from the perspective of Ben Ashmashes, there isn't going to be any Lachazman on Shabbos. But then Rav Shimon says, he agrees also it's going to be Nigris Katsas. Even if by accident the flame goes out in the middle of Shabbos, the Ner Shemin Epsilo under that flame will remain mukta till the end of Shabbos. But if you have a small amount of oil that looks like it's going to go out in the middle of Shabbos, a normal woman benches lit, the Ner is burned for 4 or 5 hours, then it goes out. So that's the Machleg of Shimon and Reb Yudah. So Reb Shimon would say that the Shemin is Muchan, Bein Hashmashes, Muchan Me'elah, Babu Le'achazman. Because Karev Hashashes, there is no Fasibo Le'achazman. It looks like it's going to be burning the whole Shabbos. That's why the Gemara in Beitza has a machlokes. if I have an animal that dropped dead on Erev Shabbos, so it's also lachilos adam, it's nevela, but it's muta lachilos habehema. So Michael Behema is not mukta. So nevela shenisnabla b'chol is not mukta. Michael Behema is not mukta. What about a behema shenisnabla b'emtza ha-Shabbos? Would that be mukta? So b'tchilos ayoyim, the live animal was mukta. If you would have shechted the animal, it wouldn't be mukta. It's Michael Adam, a live animal is on mukta. Then it drops dead in the middle of Shabbos. So the Gemara assumes that a behemish in a snabla, b'emtayom, is a machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. So the Gemara in Beitza has a machlekes amoraim. Is that only if the animal was sickly? B'tchilas hayom, what if it was balechayim b'rim? What if it's a perfectly healthy animal and it suddenly got a heart attack and it drops dead in the middle of Shabbos? Maybe balechayim b'rim should be the equivalent of Kos Karev Ashoshes, that it should, even Reb Shimon should agree that you say Migidus Katsoi, because there was no foreseeable Lachazman. When the perspective of Ben Ashmashes looked like it's going to remain Mukta throughout all of Shabbos. It wasn't a Behemah Mesukenet. So that's a Machloikis, and we paskin that even we assume that according to Reb Shimon, when will we paskin? We paskin the Riddah in Migidus Katsoi. But we assume that Reb Shimon would be makel behemish and islapla beemtza Shabbos. Reb Shimon would have been makel even if it's balechayim b'rim. So Tosfos breaks the head. How do you understand the distinction between Kos Karev Ashoshes and balechayim b'rim? Shouldn't it be the exact same thing as Kos Karev Ashoshes? From the perspective of Ben Ashmashes, there was no foreseeable yachazma. So Tosfos works hard to be miyashir that kash. It's a problem within Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon over here. We pass the Migidus Katsoi, even by the Moshe Shemesh Ebener. So again, this term that appears in the Gemara, the Machloikis and the Pesach is Ein Mukta L'Chatzi Shabbos. It doesn't mean that nothing can become Mukta in the middle of the day. That's not true. Something can become Mukta in the middle of the day. Mishnah is like that. But it means a different thing. There is a Machloikis of Shimon Rav Yudah, the details. And we happen to pass all the way like Rav Yudah, that there is a Din of Migidus Katsoi. So that din of Migidus Katsoi, how do you word it? Migidus Katsoi letchilas hayayim. Whatever was mukta betchilas hayayim remains mukta throughout the remainder of the day. Or should you say, whatever was mukta lemiktsas hayayim remains mukta throughout the remainder of the day. Now, what if something becomes mukta in the middle of the day? It wasn't mukta betchilas hayayim. It becomes mukta in the middle of the day. Then the sibas ha-haktsor disappears. That's a trick. Usually you don't have such a thing. The guy eats up the eggs, he's left with the eggshell. How's the eggshell going to turn back to become an egg? He had a bottle and a smashes in the middle of the shop. How's it going to turn back? How's he going to make such a trick? You never have such a thing. But here you have. He puts on top of the roof, grugus and simukin. So when he puts it up on the roof, it's delicious. It's a raw stuff, fresh fruit. You can eat it the way it is. Then the sun is beating down for a couple of hours, and it's in the intermediate stage that the Bailam thinks that it's yichi, he's never going to eat it, never going to serve it to any of the guests. It's not roi lachilos adam. And then the sun continues to bake down. So at that time it becomes mukta. It's not roi lachi lo sam. It's not roi lachi. It's not going to feed it to the behemoth either. And then the sun continues to bake that nice hot day, long day, Shabbos. By the time it comes Shabbos Shudas time, it was loy chazi lachilah for part of the day. Now it is chazi lachilah. So do you say migid is katzoy emta yom is katzoy l'shara yom? Or no, the word is only whatever is mukta b'tchilas hayom remains mukta throughout the remainder of the day. So the context of that gemara happens to be talking about mukta lachilah. Happens to be talking about mukta lachilah. Is that machlo? And we pass genay mukta l'chatzis Shabbos. You don't say migid is katzoy emta yom. You only say migid is katzoy l'ben hashmashes. It all depends on tchilas hayom. Yeah, why should everything depend? What's the special magic of Tchilas Hayom? Why should it all be Tchilas Hayom? So that's what we said. There is a Machlokes Achreinim, and there it's really a Machlokes, boils down the Machlokes Arishainim, the rush in the end of Moed Katan has Machlokes in the Maram Rittenberg. Machlokes is on the level of the Raisa. Does the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos play any role or not? So the Maram Rittenberg is of the opinion that Tchilas Hayom is the Oyster of Shabbos. Experiencing the Tchilas Hayom is what's mechayiv one to observe Shabbos. If a guy flies in the middle, let's say he was in a different time zone, but he was, Shabbos is already over. And then as he flies by a very quick jet, and they drop him off in a location where it's still further to the west, where it's still another hour to go till the end of Shabbos. So is he obligated to observe the remainder of the day? So some of the Achranim say, maybe Mederabana, but not Menatar. Why not Menatar? Because the experiencing of the Tchilas Hayom, where he was, he had Ben Hashmashes. Let's say, wherever you are, let's say I'm in Eretz Yisrael on Friday night. So it becomes Friday night, Tchilas HaShabbos. I become a Chuyif to observe Shabbos. So someone kidnaps me, they take me by plane, and they take me to New York. So Shabbos is going to be out 7 hours later. Then they kidnap me, they take me to California. So Shabbos is going to be over 3 hours later. Then they kidnap me, they take me to Alaska. Shabbos is going to be over another couple of hours, and it keeps on going later. But I never experienced Bein HaShemashes. What's the difference? But I experienced Bein HaShemashes in Eretz Yisrael. And I never had a Tzeisa Tuchavim. So I have to keep on observing Shabbos. But what if I had my Bein HaShemashes, I had my Matzoi Shabbos. Shabbos began, Shabbos ended, goodbye. And then they take me, and they fly me into a place, and I never experienced another Bein HaShemashes. They drop you off in a place where it's the end of Shabbos. They have another hour to go. So some say, I never experienced a Tchilas Hayom, so I don't have an Oster. That's the Maharam Rutmer holds like this. Rosh holds not so. The Rosh writes, he says, it's not fair to disagree with the Rebbe. The Rebbe passed away already. But he says he doesn't understand why the Maharam said that. He thinks that every minute when you experience a Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, that's mechayiv you to observe Shabbos. If the last hour has Kedushas Hayom, you're mechayiv to observe Menatar. And the Maharam thinks not so, the Tchilas Hayom. So where did the Maharam get this idea from? That the Tchilas Hayom is mechayiv on the level of the Raisa to observe Shabbos? So some of the recent Sfarim write that he got it from that Gemara in Beitza, Daf Chavav, that the Gemara had the machlokes, and we pass genein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. On the level of the Rabbanon, Migdus Katzoy is on the Migdus Katzoy the Bein Hashmashes. Why? Because called the Tikkun Abban came the Raisa Tikkun. That reflects what the Din Daraisa was. That's what the basic Din Daraisa is. The Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos is what's mechayiv to observe Shabbos. So again, so the context that appears in Beit Zedav Chavav is in the middle of a discussion of Mukta L'Achila. With that Machloikas, we happen to pass a Mukta L'Chazab, so the whole thing is irrelevant. But there was an opinion that Yesh Mukta L'Chatzi Shabbos, so that would that opinion only apply to Mukta L'Achila, or it also apply to Mukta L'Tilkul? So that's what Tosis writes, two opinions. Here, for the Mal of Kobein HaShemashes, so they say maybe it's only Mukta L'Achila. Maybe it doesn't apply to Mukta L'Talta. And then later on, they have the two, they have the same Shaila, Mem Dalar on the base. They say, and according to what we wrote earlier, the Mighty Precious Liyah, that it's only L'Achila, is Miyushav, Asi Shapit, is not Kash. Tosis is not sure about that.
What's it then if it becomes a bus and to Shabbos? Would that be the same as?
Comes a bus as Lem Tashab is a big, the Magen Avraham quotes a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Does it have a din of buses temporarily or not really? we assume that it does have the din of buses. We assume kozman that the thing is on it and has the din of buses, but you don't say migdus katsoy. The other Rishonim say no, that it can't become a buses in the middle of Shabbos. Afkamina will be, let's say he was meniyach. Let's say I give permission to the Nochri, like Tesis describes it. The Jewish owner gives permission to the Nochri to put something on his thing, and he says he can leave it there till after Havdalah. So then, according to some Rishonim, it becomes a bus davar asa. Then the Balabas decides he wants to use it. So is he allowed to tilt it over like this to get? Is that tilt the muktzman atzad because he wants does want to do something with the muktzah? He wants to use the thing on the bottom. So if he say that calls man that bodem all of its taka buses, just that you don't say migras katzoy, so then he's not allowed to tilt it. It's not tilt the muktzman atzad. The bottom is a buses. The tree on the bottom is tilt the muktzah mamish. But the other opinion in the Rishonim is that it's not so. The Magen Avraham only quotes the Tosfos that it is buses calls man that it's all of. Rabbi Kivega points out that it's a mefurish machleik. He quotes the Hagos Ashri and the Nozarua that there is a machleik here, so we're showing him about it. That's on Mem Dalet on the days. Can something become a busless in the middle of Shabbos? Temporarily.
Kuyama Moldova, it's only the Odon Olav, meaning the fact that it was Meniach, so it doesn't get a shame busless even after it falls on its own?
After it falls off, that's called a Muktzah L'Chatzi Shabbos. And one day in Tosfos was even if you all yesh muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos, that's only lachila not for tiltos. It could even be that l'chol days it would be like that. But Allah l'maisa for sure we pass the name muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. After it falls off, there's no problem. But the Shabbos calls man that the muktzah is all of because it was meniach l'daito. Would you say that the basis on the bottom has the status of muktzah? So if you're going to tilt it in order to throw the muktzah off, that's not tilt the muktzah menatzah because the top is not only is the top thing muktzah, the bottom thing is also muktzah. Basis. Or do you say, no, it can't become buses in the middle of Shabbos. No buses in the middle of Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tosfos that it is buses, and then Rabbi Kivegi quotes that Hagos Ashri quotes in Ozarua that they're not so convinced about that. Okay, we got maybe tomorrow we'll have to continue the Gemara. Mem Gimel on the base. Kikarei Tinoi, built a muktzah min hatzad, the Tosfos. Okay.
Why is that a muktzah after Shabbos? Why is that like something just become a muktzah?
Can become a muktzah. So we don't think that's katzoy lems hashavim. The other day in the Yerushalayim house, it didn't even become a buses. That's why not? Why shouldn't it even become a buses during that period of time? That
is something yuchid the buses over muktzah in hashmashos.
That's the other day. That's the other day that I brought kashu. So why should that katzoy? Buses has to be dafkim in hashmashos. Why? Tyson says not.